This is the Savvy Traveler. I'm Rudy Maxa. The World Tourism Organization recently forecasts that by the year 2020, 1.5 billion tourists will roam the world. The two countries that will send the most tourists abroad will be Germany and Japan. Now, why aren't Americans on that list? Well, it could be our lack of vacation time as compared to other countries in the world. You might be surprised to learn that on average, Americans are actually getting less vacation time than we did in the past. One recent study found that we now work 142 more hours a year than in 1973. That's a whole additional 3.5 weeks a year. Joe Robinson is the editor and publisher of the adventure travel publication called Escape Magazine. He's also the organizer behind Work to Live, a grassroots lobbying effort that pushes for more federally mandated vacation time in America. I recently spoke with Joe and asked him how the U.S. compares to the rest of the world when it comes to vacation time.
Well, if we look at all of our industrialized partners, they far exceed what we have here. In general, Europe is 4, 5, and 6 weeks, Australia 4 weeks, and we're hanging in there at about 9 days after the first year on the job.
So a little less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, so about half of the lesser side of what the Europeans get.
And don't many of these countries also have a lot more holidays than we do?
That's true. In Sweden, for instance, not only do they get 5 weeks by law every year of vacation leave, they also have 2 weeks off for Christmas holidays, and that's not counting all of the other public holidays that they have in the country where they try to combine them into 3 or 4 day weekends.
My kind of country, I got to tell you. Yeah. Now, when you talk about these countries that have 4 or 5 weeks vacation, is this after decades of service with a company?
No, it's right as you begin. That's part of the idea behind the law, is that when you start after a year or so, you have these benefits. It's just built into the law of the land. Unlike here, we have no law whatsoever as far as vacations go. So employers can give you whatever they want or however little they want. And that's why it's kind of all over the map. Somebody called me the other day. They've been at a job 7 years. They get 1 week off and they work 6 days a week. So it's a kind of an anarchy that we have here on that front.
Joe, where have we failed? Why have we allowed all this vacation time to slip away or evaporate? What did we do wrong?
Well, I think it goes back to this sort of Puritan ethic that came over a long time ago. Idle time is the devil's time. And I think over a period of time, we've made that worse. We've seen all the hours rapidly climb over the last couple of decades. The average husband and wife now work 500 more hours a year than they did back in 1980.
Ouch.
Yeah, everybody's working about 3 months more than the 40-hour week we're supposedly working. You know, so the hours have just been piling on and piling on over the last...
But why have we accepted that, Joe?
Well, that's what we're saying. We don't want to accept it anymore. I think people have been afraid to speak out because the economy up until the last 8 years had been dicey. And now that it's more of a supply market here, where employees now have a little bit of clout, they're starting to ask some questions about all this additional work. The other thing that's gone on, too, is consolidation and the mergers and all the rest have made a lot of companies try to do the same amount of work with less people. So that meant a lot of extra hours for people who were there. People have been afraid to speak out because this is the biggest sacred cow in this country, the idea of work. So now that we've raised the topic, they're coming out of the woodwork and they're saying that they don't want to take it anymore.
All right. What is Work to Live proposing?
3 weeks off after the first year on the job, 4 weeks after 3 years. It works for many countries in Europe, works in Australia. We believe that if people try it here, they will definitely be hooked on it.
Well, what have employers said to you? Don't they say this is going to cost us too much money? We might have to go out of business?
Well, employers aren't real excited about it. They always want to make you believe the sky is falling in when something having to do with the workers comes up. But the fact is that we have made progress in the workplace over the years through federal legislation. When it hasn't been done by the market, such as Social Security, the minimum wage law. These are now all universally supported by people across the political divide and even by employers. I really think that the vacation issue and the time off issue is going to be something similar to that, because employers have a lot to gain by having freshened people who aren't burned out. Half of all U.S. workers now report symptoms of burnout. These people are really at the end of their ropes. So if you have increased stress, you have lowered productivity. Most of the studies show that. You know, the connection is very clear. So longer hours is not necessarily producing the productivity gain that that we have right now. And in the end, employers can save retention costs from people quitting, resigning. One company I talked to has estimated they've saved tens of millions of dollars by cutting back the number of hours that their people are working.
You know, I live in Washington, where a lot of people think the world will come to a grinding halt if they take any time off. I don't know if it's because they're workaholics or they have an inflated sense of self-importance, but do you think as Americans we can handle all that vacation time? Would we just save it up and try to take it in money? Are there some personality types who could never take that much vacation time?
There probably are. That's why we have to come up with a law to make sure that it's done. Because, and if they don't want to, they can keep working. Yeah, we're not going to make them go if they don't want to. But, you know, we do have this conflict in this country. You know, we define ourselves by work. They don't do that in a lot of other parts of the world. And sometimes there's nothing on the other side of work. So some people are really frightened of having no work. They may not know what to do with themselves. But, you know, for travelers and people who can look back on all the great experiences they've had seeing the world and other places and know what it's like, that thrill of discovery and exploration, there's just a ton of things out there to see and do, and we don't have enough time to do it right now. That's what we need, more vacation.
I'll second that emotion. Joe Robinson's the editor and publisher of Escape magazine, and if you visit SavvyTraveler.com, we'll direct you to Joe's Work to Live petition.